The departure of Jason Chaffetz from Congress will leave some chaos in Utah. Right now, there's a power struggle developing over who will get to replace him. Our executive producer, Dave Cawley, is with me live in the studio now. So, Dave, what is this all about?
All right. What this is all about is who gets to choose the process for picking Chaffetz's replacement. On the one hand, you've got the governor saying it should be open to a primary election. Anybody can come. On the other side is the legislature saying, no, we should be the ones who, through the parties and their delegate process, put forward candidates just for a general election. Now, the governor says he basically has the right under the current law to make that decision.
We follow the Constitution. We do what the statutes require. We make sure that the 3rd Congressional District has every opportunity to have their voice weigh in on who they want to be Congressman Chaffetz's successor. There's a lot of people represented there, and they don't want to be disenfranchised, and I don't want them to be either. And so at the end of the day, I want to have a good replacement that's the will of the people to follow in Jason Chaffetz's footsteps.
But on the other hand, you've got people like Senate President Wayne Niederhauser who say, you should call us into special session, the legislature, so we can make a change to the law that would get a replacement in there more quickly, that would cost less money. And the question is, will the legislature sue, right? The legislature can't call itself into special session. They need the governor to do it. The governor today on, let me speak to the governor here on KSL, said he's not going to do it. So here's what Wayne Niederhauser had to say.
So if I wanted to sue, if I wanted this seat to remain vacant, if that was my purpose, or I didn't feel like this was fair. Obviously, we're not following the Constitution. If this is a suppressed program or process, mm-hmm. and what's in statute, it's different. I think you open yourself to legal risk.
Both sides are waiving the Constitution.
Right. Yeah. No, they both say that they're the ones who have the authority here. But you heard at the end there, open yourself up to legal risk. That was the phrase used by the state Senate president regarding the governor. That's a pretty clear indication this whole thing could end up with the legislature suing the governor.
It could be quite the dogfight, but I have a question
yeah.
for you. What does this matter to the everyday Joe in the 3rd District? They get to vote either way.
Right. The question is, do they get to vote in a primary and then a general, or do they only get to vote in a general where the candidates were already picked for them?